God, when it comes to feed, and there's only so much food, it'll be us that they consider animals that don't get to feed. And you say, I'm white. That don't make no difference. The miners were white too, baby. But the system could not afford to give them what they wanted. And God damn it, didn't make any difference if it was 300,000 of them or not. They didn't get it, did they? All they got was a goddamn bayonet right in their face. You go to work or we will put you in jail. Or we will shoot to kill. Motherfuckers, I cannot live in a system like that. Say, well, this government's not perfect. It hasn't got its troops anywhere. It isn't killing nobody. It's not sending no money to support blood and death in Africa, and it speaks up strongly and sends money over there to help Africa every day from the taxes here. Just sent 20,000 last week, a country that's struggling. No, 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 no. If you're doing any thinking, you wouldn't want to go back there. If you're doing any feeling, particularly, if you're doing any caring, if you feel your blackness and your working class consciousness, you wouldn't think about going back there. You'd rather eat shit than go back there. That's the truth. That's the truth. Peace. And if this doesn't grab you tonight, if this doesn't move you and you still got those yearnings when you got to write an honest paper tomorrow, and I'll know whether it's honest or not, you better look at why you still are not feeling it. Because you are sick, baby. But sick people can get well. Malcolm was sick when he was selling black girls to white old lecherous bastards. He was sick when he was pushing dope on young black men and killing them before their time. But he got himself straightened around. It's not too late for you, but God damn it, if he'd had the opportunity to hear someone like me, Malcolm would have been a socialist long ago. Long ago, he'd have been a socialist. But he found a way to at least be strong just through Elijah Muhammad, who was never aware. At least he did have some race pride. That's more than some of our folk have these days. Well, it'll all rest for tomorrow. What else did you get out of there? Whether it's Jack Beam or whether it's Charlie or an official coordinator, if they're up there talking, you're supposed to give them your eye. It's the principal of the school, no matter who. We have to have some respect for socialistic principle. It's not just a law and order thing, because our leadership here represents principle. If they don't, we uproot them. You have that power. And if they're not uprooted, it's your fault. I'll go as far as you want it to go. I'll deal with anybody you want to deal with. Okay, son. Work on your test. I don't want to take more people's time. Anybody have any questions so we can get... Remember, we have to listen to tonight's news commentary and my speech. I had such ignorance that when people still got here, they didn't even know what the hell socialism meant. They don't even know. Today, folk can't even spell it. You know what I'm talking about. The other night, we had somebody up here that was still with all the political consciousness, and you that have just arrived, you'll see how much more advanced we are. But with all advancement, somebody, I don't remember personal things because socialists don't hold things against people because there must have been something redeeming, but somebody got up here and said Marx. Karl Marx was the second chapter of the Bible. They answered me that way. I said, is that what it is? They said, yes. I don't know who it was. But somebody did it right here not more than a few days ago. I think it was him. It was this kid we just got up there. But now, naturally, they're not going to put up with that kind of foolishness out of people. If you were somebody that had been working hard, like good old brother back there who just hadn't been leaning... All the time. If he leaned, it'd be different. But when you can't even tell us that Karl Marx is not the second chapter of the Bible, by God, you better keep your eyeballs open and glued. And don't be so damned arrogant to think of you're above authority when you're so damn stupid. And not dumb, but stupid. When you're dumb, you can't do anything about it. But ain't nobody that dumb here. And that boy's not dumb. That young man's not dumb. He picks up what he wants to pick up. So we're all going to have to pick up on certain principles and keep attentive until we do. Anybody has any other comment before we leave? I assure you, get this all down by People's Rally tomorrow night. Don't count on there being an exam on next People's Rally. It very likely to be tomorrow night. Yes. Louder, please. I think the United States would have been exposed for what it is, a fascist imperialist power. Now, you see, Tom Fleming, wrote a good editorial about us last week, you know. And even after that lie, a bunch of lies of Debbie. But his message to me is, this time, more strong than ever, don't come back here. He said, come back, we need you. He said, don't come back here because fascism, dictatorship is absolute gonna come. It's gonna come. He put that article in us. They threatened that Sun reporter with boycotts. They threatened them with violence. They threatened to burn the place down for putting that one true article about us. He wrote an editorial and carried the white people that had been here and seen the beauty of the place, those white ministers, the superintendent, more. And by God, they got all kinds of threats for it. And I know what he may not be intimidated by that because he's got a lot of gut, but I know some other folk in that paper will be. Thomas Fleming, yeah, he was the co-founder of the Sun Reporter and the editor. He did the dirty work while somebody else got the millions. Yeah. He just barely makes a living wage. While some people talk socialism and become capitalist. I distrust sons of bitches like that, and I ain't going to go no further. Because he'll probably want to get over here sooner or later. Yes, if you had any eye to listen or see and look, you'd know. Louder, please, will you? Just exploiters all along. I've been talking about the ruling class right along. And I would have said if it was a Muslim, he was paid by the FBI to do it. I would have nailed it where it was right then, and most of us in here would have nailed it. But Malcolm did not know, and as much, and he wasn't as far along as we are, and we're not going to knock that great dead man because of that. It was a different day, different time, different opportunities. But no, hell, he made a great mistake. They sucked him into that bag, got them fighting amongst each other. They took over the Muslims in the process and killed him off. And put the man in there that got him to believe in the lies about the old man. Or telling the truth, whatever. He shouldn't have been out. What the hell is the difference if he had 18 kids? That had nothing to do with the price of all the black pride that had been engendered. And I never had a child yet by foolishness. Never, never. Always. Everything I did with my body was for socialist purpose. But my dear beloved, and you know all about him. Don't worry. You know who I've got. I ain't got nobody running around loose because I never fucked nobody out of a cause. And when I did for money, to get money to save you, there sure wasn't no danger of any baby coming. I took all the precautions in the world, 3 and 4 rubbers. I know some of you are uncomfortable with that shit because you don't see that as a revolutionary act. But that's easier to die on a cross, child. I'd rather die on a cross than fuck that old white bitch down in South America. I'd rather die on a cross. And I had to fuck her from sun up to sundown. I'd rather die on a cross. Dying on a cross is easy. That Jesus shit's easy. I'd like to die when I have to face some of these things. We've got a lot of folk in that camp right now. When they look at these irresponsible, uncaring, unfeeling, who don't want to know anything, won't try to learn anything, and won't even be alert to listen. Dying shit, that's easy. Don't talk to me about dying. I'd die on a cross anyway. You want me to die on a cross? You can all put the nails there. That's easy, because it's over with then. But it's just living shit and going to bed with old white bitches to raise money so that some of you could eat when you were wasting all your goddamn money. And you need to feel a lot of guilt and be pouring it out to you new folk coming. All the money you wasted, all the money you didn't turn in, all the money you cheated this cause. We'd have a plenty of housing. There would be 2 people to every house if we had all that goddamn money. We wouldn't be behind in our housing program and everything else. It's because of that shit. Folks sitting right back there, I looked on at some of the list. The main workers are carrying a burden. There's folks sitting back there with checks and you don't see $20 of it a month. I got the books. I got the figures on every one of them. I've been reading for the last 5 hours. Break your heart. Making all kinds of money and some way they throw it away. And a whole lot of them got their ass ready to come and they haven't paid a dime. Yes, I'm telling you. It's a long, long list. I won't take the time, but I'll prove it to you one night. We got to decide about folk like that. But of course, you know, it'd be kind of hard if they'd done anything at all, because there's some of you here didn't pay a dime. So it makes it kind of difficult, you know. Like this young man just up before me. Not only didn't give a dime, but you're out there robbing cars and causing me trouble. Getting you out of trouble. Yeah. An hour ago, John just came in from WD6DVI. John D. Rockefeller? That's the richest of them all. He's the bank man. He's the man that had all the money. You see, why don't you be a socialist and have a good conscience? Because his white ass can be made gravy on a highway just like a black ass. I wouldn't feel safe if I were capitalist, because if there was a few niggers like us back there, they'd know his car and know their life had nothing more to give. It wouldn't be an accident. They say most of the accidents are not accidents anyway. Somebody just decides to commit suicide and crosses a line. So probably him and his Cadillac limousine brought somebody's attention. And they were tired of living and tired of feeling all the misery of U.S. living. And I bet you your ass, he aimed the car at him. Most of the accidents happen that way. Folk fed up, that's a good, quick way to die, like a bullet. Run your fucking car into somebody else's. And if I was one of them going to commit suicide, which is wrong, because you owe a debt to society, as long as black people are suffering, you haven't got no right to die and get out of your pain, till everybody can be out of their pain. But honey, if I were back there thinking like that, it'd be hard for me to think. If I was going down the highway and wanted to commit suicide, I'd sure pick me the whitest and the blackest Cadillac and the whitest ass inside of it. I'm not sure. I might pick me somebody like one of them religious sellouts, too. Jesse Jackson, yeah, that we found out was an agent for the FBI. And it'll be Roy Wilkins, the head of the NAACP, that cooperated with the NAACP and intimidated and conspired to get King removed from office. Well, now if we were back there and said, even clapped like that now, the police would all be in another 8 hours and have our asses all arrested. They would. Because you're not supposed to clap over Rockefeller. They cheer every night when some black person gets shot up or Indian on cowboy shows and TV. But when John D. Rockefeller dies, you're supposed to be respectful. But honey, I somehow don't feel respectful. He's the youngest Rockefeller and the meanest. Good. You knew him? Well, good. He came where you worked. Oh, heavily. You say you're suffering as a socialist. Nah, when you're a socialist, shit, your wife goes fucking around on you. You don't get no nervous about that. You say, shit. Now, that is just one less responsibility. But when you are a capitalist and everything you got is resting with your money and your fame and your ego, honey, when your wife is caught playing footsie or tootsie with somebody else's ass, you're dead inside. That's awful. Ain't nothing dies so hard as some poor rich sucker that finds out his wife been playing around. Shit, that wouldn't even make me slightly nervous. I see some folk are not where I'm at. No, 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 no. Because that's all you got. You ain't going to have it long. I don't care how hard you work on, honey, and how much all of the new teas and juices we got and how much water you swell your ass with. Sooner or later, it's going to come down and you're done. It will fade, it will fade away. And it will shrivel up like a little old worm in the sunshine. And all the kissing and sucking and blowing won't bring it back. Perhaps it might be helped for a few extra days if some of you could reach far enough to suck your own off. That'd be the only thing that could help it. I don't know anybody here tall enough but my son Stephen to do that and this man here. So you might as well build something besides your dick, baby, because one day it's going to wilt. And your vagina's going to shrivel or you're going to have a wrinkle somewhere. And you better develop something in your mind or you're going to lose everything you got. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some women curtsy their ass up and down these pathways like they were Miss America. Miss Body Beautiful, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be the ugliest son of a bitch the first wrinkle you get. You're already ugly to me. I wouldn't piss on your ass to put a fire out. Mm-mm. You're already stupidly ugly to me. You got to have your hair just right, and got to have just all the little cosmetics just right, and you got to be just right. I'd like to see you get your head as straight as you got your damn body. Then you might be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Some of you men shine like you've been under lava all day long, and while the rest working and sweating, and you always shining. You're uglier than shit. You're uglier than shit. Any woman look at you, she's stupid too, and she deserves you. You both deserve each other's shit. Don't make no difference how much you shine, baby. Don't make no difference how much you work on that body. Somebody gonna come along. You got a little more sazmataz than you got. So you better have something in your fucking head, because whoever is developing just their body, you're going to lose. Because every day you look around, baby, and that body ain't the same. So you better develop something between you besides your ass and your dick and your vagina, because you're going to lose that one day. Miss Body Beautiful, get out of my face. And you, Mr. Atlases, get out of my face. You don't impress me. If I was a woman, some of these older men with lines in their face that have fought the system and been out on the streets collecting money for these children, they're the ones who would appeal to me. If I were looking to be some of those women, huh? Those women with lines, those women with bent backs, but the face that you'll never have. You'll never have a face like that because you ain't got nothing in your head. It takes a certain kind of mind to create some lines. Somebody says they look so young. I wouldn't brag about it if I were you. Say, what are you doing? I'm hitting everybody. I'm one of those people that throw curves every fucking second. All that shit I got in my head, I'm throwing it out. You better hope I don't ever vomit it on your head directly. We want to see some boots on your sweet little legs, darling. We want to see some overhauls and some dirt on your knees. We're tired of seeing your sweet ass when some of us have sold all of our perfume and cologne. Whoa, glory. I wouldn't think so much about some of your cologne, because some of you work at wear that cologne, but some of you asses is really going to come up for grab bags for long, because you don't work. All you do is just try to strut around here and look beautiful, and you look like a store-bought dummy. You do. You look like a store-bought dummy. And when you get ready to go to bed with something, I never did feel like I wanted to go to bed with a dummy. A plastic doll? Jesus Christ. And the next question before we leave, huh? Yeah. He played it so careful. He says, some people resort to violence. He didn't say Malcolm was a good man. He said, there's a great militant, a great leader, a great black has gone down. He didn't say that. He played his faith, but hell, his ass was down. Wasn't no time till his ass was right with him. Because he had a few people. They don't care how respectable you are. Don't care how safe you play it. And Malcolm was calling for violence, and Martin Luther King said nonviolence. But he was a black, and he had too many people with him. I'll bet Martin, if he'd have known it, wouldn't have paid the price. I think it's all the difference in the world between a Malcolm and a Martin. Malcolm is so far ahead of Martin. He's so much higher than Martin. He had some balls. Now, and these Martin Luther King types, they try to one moment, they're schizophrenic. They'll say something about the working class just briefly. And he thought a little bit of light was alive in him, but it ought to be alive because he studied in communist cells in the 30s. Martin Luther King did. Yes, 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 yes. In the late 30s, as a child, and in the 40s, he was studying communism in Paducah, Kentucky. But he did not let it out, so Malcolm didn't know it. Malcolm didn't know nothing about no communism. He didn't know shit about communism. Maybe at the end you could tell him, talking a little bit about working class solidarity, but hell, he was hooked on religion. But Martin Luther King didn't believe in no God. He was using the church, he said, to help people, but what did he get out of it? What the hell? A bullet in his head, and his movement died in a matter of hours. The fucking movement was dead. Everybody forgot the goddamn movement. Because there wasn't nothing to hitch on to. There was no socialist principle to hitch on to. And if nobody followed him, at least history could say what the hell he was. Now all he is a civil rights activist to get blacks a part of the capitalistic pie. Well, Elijah did. Elijah came from Garvey. Elijah carried over Garvey's message. Garvey went to jail for it and was finally thrown out of the country. Marcus Garvey, the Back to Africa movement, that was all Elijah Muhammad was, just reversion of Marcus Garvey. But these suckers would play on that and take all the money and then forget it. Then forget the message. You can see Elijah had begun to die. When he deposed Malcolm for saying just the obvious truth that the chickens come home to roost, and they shut him up forever because they were getting nervous. The Muslims had decided then to play it safe. And from there on, they played it so safe. And what happened to Elijah for playing it safe? His whole goddamn movement went to nothing. He got the fucking son that went out and told the story on him that he had, 8 children by 6 teenagers. The very son that told it. Malcolm gave his name. He said, Wallace told me. And Wallace is now in charge of that fucking movement. Right on the TV, yes. He said, Wallace told him. He said, Wallace has told me, and I'm revealing the true reason for going out. Wallace, anybody else that would go out from a movement over that. I think that's the wrong thing to go out. I think it's wrong to be running around with your dick playing. But I don't think a leader should be condemned if he'd had a baby for even pleasure, which I never had. But I don't think he should be condemned for that. You better judge all that Elijah Muhammad was doing than him stand up there. Malcolm made a great mistake to do that. But more so, more to blame is that fucking Wallace, his own son, that condemned him. Because Malcolm's all put out of shape. He's pushed out of shape naturally by being silenced. For weeks you can empathize with him, but what he ought to have done was got clear away from the Muslim, never mention their fucking name, and start talking about the white oppressor. But who can always look at your mistakes? Shit, everybody makes mistakes. But that was his mistake. But you can see how he'd be more ready to talk about it if the goddamn son of the leader was bad-mouthing him. And he said, right there on that TV, that Wallace D. Muhammad told me. You were listening. How many heard it? Now, that doesn't mean you weren't listening, because some people will miss some things. But that's what he said. No, there's quite a difference. And somebody asked me back there, what did you ask me? I never did answer that question. What would happen if all the people got together with Malcolm? Well, I'll tell you what would happen. The system would have come out for what it was early. You'd have seen the troops in the streets. You'd have seen a military takeover. And you'd have seen black people being put in jails and concentration camps. And you'd have seen some white ones had to go too. And that might have caused a revolt inside the public sector. Like the Red Brigade says in Italy, that's what it brings about. It brought some kind of identity, working class identity, maybe. Back then, there was some spirit. While there was spirit, that was a time to strike. Strike while the irons were hot and the spirit was high then. People were ready to fight. You saw black people fighting right before the cameras hit. They had some boldness then. So that would have been the time for somebody to pronounce socialism. That would have been the time for Martin Luther King to come out of his damn closet and say it's a matter of the international working class to unite against the oppressors. He said there's a conspiracy. That's what Malcolm was saying. It's higher than the black Muslims. He went to the State Department. What's the State Department govern? The activities of the CIA. That's where it falls under their purview. Foreign operations. So King could see what the hell was going on. But he didn't speak quick enough. Always waiting. Some folks say we should have waited now. I don't believe so. We'd have waited and we'd have died back there. I mean, we'd have lost our soul. We'd have lost our spirit. We'd have lost our minds. Our children were dying for nothing. If we could have won any battles, I'd have said stay there. But shit, if we'd have won it temporarily, we'd have lost it. If I'd have gone down and marched around all them fucking newspapers, they'd have shot me in the head, sure as hell. And you'd have been in the same place that you're not. You're not now in that position. You got a leader, and our children have had 1 year, many of them, of growing up in an environment of love and acceptance where they don't have to look at some racist pig looking down the goddamn nose at them. They've had 1 year. 1 year of our seniors have been able to live in peace without somebody being mugged or raped. Don't have to worry about going home tonight and somebody breaking in and stealing or raping you in your sleep. Don't have to be worried about that anymore. Yeah, I'll show you something. I hear that there's already upsets. They're already upset. They say, we got tigers. So we got tigers. I didn't know any tigers. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You keep your nose clean and stay in this community. The tigers don't come in here. The goddamn snakes don't come in here. Said if they'd have told me. I heard that was said. If they told me, I wouldn't have come. Well, I told you. If you'd have been listening, I told you there's tigers. I said they were down from us. And every fucking one has been down from us, hasn't it? He stands out there and watches at night. And as long as you stay in our property, he don't bother you. He's got more respect for socialism than you have. All right, all right. All right, no snakes gonna crawl in your bed. I tell you, if there were snakes in our bed every night, and scorpions, and those, and if you see one of those tarantulas, they make pets out of them. They're selling them in New York pet stores today. I see that's a craze in the Time magazine. Hell, as you've seen, the principal picked them up. They're little balls of love. They ain't gonna bother nobody. But if every bed had a scorpion tonight, and every bed had a tarantula, and every fucking bed had a poisonous snake, I tell you, I would rather risk myself here than back there with a bunch of motherfucking Uncle Toms and Aunt Janes. No, don't worry. Ain't nobody been bit by no snake. You had more chances. We had folk bit in Northern California, but nobody's ever been bit here. Just long as you don't go out there. There are a million of them out there. If you don't go out there on your own business, but if you go out on your business of this program, they ain't none of them going to bother you. They haven't done it yet. And that's the miracle power of a protection that we can't even calculate. Like the baby that died, Regina's heart couldn't be found, lives. All the great things that happen when I'm on the ball. Some enemy's not got my mind preoccupied. Yeah. Got a lot of things we're going to remember Debbie about. We've had a purpose, and as Jack Beam said, if it didn't last a day, at least we tried to do something, and we showed an example of what life ought to be, and we stood up and spoke out against the goddamn system, and we laid it out that we were socialist. If nobody's listening, that's our fault. You're all going to die sometime because John D. just died. Somebody run into his white ass and he died. And all of his billions and all of his banks and all of his oil didn't stop his ass from dying. Yeah. So why not die with something right rather than die for no reason at all? That's one thing for sure. You know, if you die here, you've died for something right. Any other question before we close it? You can't take them fucking houses down the grave. And if you could, the maggots eat their ass while they're eating yours too. I don't know why folk fight so hard to keep your fucking ass alive, because you're all going to die. Unless you know Jim Jones, he's the only one who can raise the dead, and then a lot of folks have sent me application, don't raise theirs. That's the only resurrector I know that folk don't want to use. Rockefeller didn't have nobody could raise him. Rockefeller didn't have nobody could save his grandchild. Rockefeller didn't have nobody to get him out of jail if he got there either. Just looking at the natural side of it. Rockefeller didn't have anybody that could heal his paralyzed boy that was paralyzed from the head down like one of our young men. You ought to know it. It ought to be on your lips so you can have that faith for others. Who was he? What? Yeah, you got 4 or 5 different names. Well, we've had Tommy Bikeman, white, Walter Williams, black, blind, both paralyzed, crippled. This very last week, little girl. Who? Cheryl Evans. Yeah. I think you'd remember it. If it's your child, you'd remember it. Not to say the best medicine, the best doctor facilities, the best of everything. But more than that, and all you want to eat, but more than that, we've got something to live for. Our movement stands for something. Anything else? Yes, loud, please. That point yet. A few hundred people were black in Paris. They're not doing too well now. The main point was not that he was black. It was he was standing for solidarity with Africa, where USA and France.